the abuses and the malfeasances, the conduct of not just military, but U.S. foreign policy in the region, really stank to high heaven. It was beginning to recede in the early 90s. I came in around 1994 with plenty of worries on my mind, but I came in with the major effort to make a change, and that was the refocusing of Southern Command on trying to interest Latin American armies, in particular militaries, in UN peacekeeping and disaster relief and public service out of the country. Key emphasis on out of the country. That was the way, it was thought, that we could help these military organizations become far more professional, expose them to UN leadership in faraway places of the world, Angola, Cambodia, places like that, give them a different perspective on the world so that they weren't so focused on just the next coup d'etat, the next meddling in national affairs. And I believe that that change in focus had a profound effect on Southern Command, and it happened simultaneously with Jimmy Carter's human rights efforts. The climate for human rights is now better than it has ever been in Latin American militaries, and also in ours. It's not just Latin America. Our own military has come a long way since those black days in the 1980s. And the 1980s were just the culmination of a century of malfeasance before that. So I see lots of positive change, especially in Southern Command and in the militaries that Southern Command deals with. Each is helping the other to improve. There's an awful lot of two-way flow. It doesn't all happen at the School of the Americas. That's just a tiny piece of the picture, which people have latched onto because there were some really bad apples, psychopaths from Central and South American countries who were coming to the School of the Americas to learn from the people they considered the best in the business.